This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers and sisters in Islam and welcome to episode number 7 inshallah in the seerah of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. We were last had a talk about Abu Bakr as-Siddiq رضي الله عنه وارضاه. And we said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Abu Bakr as-Siddiq a higher rank than anybody else. Even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the best man that walked on the face of the earth after prophets and messengers is Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. The one that believed in me when people didn't, and so on and so forth. So we said Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu ardah is the only one that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I had a difficulties when I offered Islam to everyone. But when I came to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, he is the only one that gave me no hard time or no difficulties or didn't even ponder and reflect or thought twice about it. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I'm a messenger. He says, I believe in you. Because he said, I believe in you that you never had any difficulties or any lying before that. So I believe in you right away. This is something that the status of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu ardah, nobody would be able to attain. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, إِذَا وُضِعَ إِيمَانَ أَبُو بَكْرِ فِي كَفَّةِ If iman, if the belief of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu ardah, was placed in a kaffah on one whole side of the scale, and the whole ummah in the one side of the other scale, Allah rajaha, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq would have been heavier on the scale, because it is something that he had in his heart. The belief, ما سبقكم أبو بكر. Prophet Muhammad ﷺ says, Abu Bakr will not beat you by more of fasting or prayer, but it's something in his heart, the belief that Abu Bakr Siddiq had, that nobody attained. Even Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu arda, he used to try to beat him one time, he thought that he had it, and I'm sure the story is known, but just a quick reminder inshallah, that even Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu arda, came in one time with his half of his wealth. He says, today I will beat Abu Bakr. Only to find who? Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu came in with the whole of his wealth to give for the sake of Allah. He says, I will not be able to beat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. And that's when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talked about so much about it. So we say, radiallahu anhum ajma'een. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, radiallahu anhum wa radu anhu, Allah is pleased with them. How could we not be pleased with them? And it's plural, by the way. And there's so even 1,400 in Sulh al-Hudaybiyah, and so many thousands. So we can choose. We are pleased with all of them, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with all of them. Amen. Now, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu came into the fold of Islam, he went in and he talked to about 6 of the Ashar al-Mubashara. Could you imagine? They became Muslims by using Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using Abu Bakr as a sabab, of course, as a means to bring among the Ashra, Ubaidah, Talha, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas, Uthman ibn Affan, subhanallah, these are like mountains of the Sahaba. 6 among them, they became a Muslim right away. Why? When he heard the message, he believed in it and start working. What happens to us, akhi and ukhti? We hear a message, so manana, maybe tomorrow, maybe after tomorrow, but you know, if you don't see me after tomorrow, maybe next week, but if I don't come after that, see me next month, and the next year, I possibly can call you back. Allah help us, wallahi. But look at the Sahaba, they heard it, and they acted upon it, right away it was there, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. So we don't delay what is known to be righteous, as even when Umar al-Khattab comes in, you'll see how he acted. So let us be among those who are proactive, and not reactive, and let us be initiative, and take the initiative to spread the da'wah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to raise awareness about the beauty of Islam for the people who are simply ignorant, so we can be there for them inshaAllah, as you will see how Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the master of the da'wah, how he taught us how to do it inshaAllah. After that, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu ardah became in the fold of Islam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam received the revelation now, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. It's in Surah Al-A'raf when we find out that this is what a warning that Prophet ﷺ had to heed to when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling him and warn your own tribe, Aqrabeen. So we learn something too. Ya akhi, al-aqrabuna awlawuna bil-ma'roof. My brothers and sisters, you have to look at within yourself first. Then after yourself, you look at your family and then the circles after that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. Oh, who you believe. By the way, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu arda, when he used to hear the word, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, oh, who you believe, he used to pay special attention. And he used to say, the Sahaba used to pay special attention, radiallahu anhum ajma'in. He used to say, Kana amrun yu'maru bihi aw nahyunha anhu. It was a command that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ordain or decree a matter upon us, or a prohibition that Allah will forbid upon us. And he used to remind himself, Wallahi, I will review every verse in the Qur'an. تأتي الآمرة هل ائتمرت وتأتي الناهية هل انتهيت. On Judgment Day, he reminded himself for these ayat that came, يا أيها الذين آمنوا. Oh, who you believe, on Judgment Day will come. That command will come and ask you, did you heed to the command of Allah? And the one that was prohibited will come and say, did you stay away from the prohibition of Allah? Imagine, akhi, how they used to live with the Qur'an. How it meant to them. Something, it means something to them. And why is Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا special? If مَنْ رَضِيَ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ وَمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نَبِيَّ وَرَسُولَهُ. Those who believe in Allah as their Lord, and Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is messenger, and Islam to be the religion to say سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We listen and we obey. And we know if your Lord, the one that created you, knows best what's good for you. And everything in His infinite wisdom, we have to submit to that, akhi, and do not question. That's why we say, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. That is a special clientele Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who believe and listen, inshaAllah, and heed to the message. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Surah Al-Shu'ara, I beg your pardon, in 2:14, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heeded to the message. In the siyaq, in that story, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him something to give him strength. The story of Musa alayhi salam, and the difficulties he had to go through with Banu Israel, the children of Jacob, Ya'qub alayhi salam, and the Jews, how they came into the fold, and how difficulties, they gave him a difficult time in order for them just to believe and to go along. And so many stories, it's not our topic, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse, gave him that to give him strength, to see what happened to Musa alayhi salam before you, the difficulties that he had to go through, and the people around him not believing, given hard time or difficulties, that you had to get the strength in order for you to carry on with this da'wah. And also it gave him what? It gave him that, the other side, and the warning, and the punishment of those who do not heed to the message, with Qawm Aad and Thamud after that. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a way to what to expect, what is the reward and punishment, those who heed to the message and those who abandon the message. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, da'a qawmahu, Banu Hashim. The tribe of Banu Hashim came in, and some of the people from Banu Abdul Manaf came in, or Banu Abdul Muttalib came in, and there was about 45 or so men that came that Prophet Muhammad ﷺ invited. Among them, unfortunately, was Abu Lahab. But before Prophet Muhammad ﷺ spoke, Abu Lahab, alayhi min Allahi ma yastahiq, started speaking before Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. And he told him, Ya Muhammad, this is your family, and I am a haqq, I am I have more right upon you to speak on this. This is your family. We will not be able to withstand and control and hold. And nobody came from this family with worse things, بِشَرٍ مِّن مَّا جِئْتَ بِهِ, with nothing worse than you've come and told us to do this. So when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam noticed that the environment is not yet right for the time for da'wah, he was silent. So we learn something, akhi. We cannot shove da'wah down the throat of people, whether they want to hear us or not. Sit down. Let me tell you about Islam. 1, 2, 3, 4. What? You getting up? Sit down. No, I mean it. Wallahi, akhi, it doesn't work that way, my brother. And where is the proof? Go back to the Quran, and according to some of the opinions of scholars, says, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنْ يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنْ يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنْ قُلْ التَّلْقِنِيَّةِ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يسألونك, they ask you about this, they ask you about this, they ask you about this, قل, say Ya Muhammad, this is the answer for that, this is the answer for that. So when people are interested, they will ask you a question. That's the best gate for da'wah, akhi. When people ask, they're interested. So give them the question and use that in a way for da'wah. Before that, akhi, as we mentioned before, please lead by example. And people will ask you, why are you actually having a beard? Why do you wear this? Why do you not eat at this time? Why do you pray that many times? How come you lower your... How come I don't see you have a girlfriend? How come I don't? You see you don't drink or having drugs or... Subhanallah, that would be the best way, akhi. That would be the opening the gate for the question. So you would be able to enjoy good and forbid evil with your behavior, living Islam, inshallah, its fullest. Wallahu musta'an. And then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he noticed that Abu Lahab destroyed the chance for him to speak, he was silent. So remember, we heed to that too, inshallah. It is not against anybody's will. We have to do it. Do we quit? No. He asked him to come again, but he did not invite Abu Lahab this time. And when he came in, he asked him. And he says, Alhamdulillah, ahmaduhu wa astaeenu wa tawakkal alayhi. Istiftah. And then he says, wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah. This is the pure monotheism. The bedrock of Islam is monotheism. This ibadah, no shirk. ثم قال إن الرائد لا يكذب على أهله. This lead will not lie. If somebody is in charge, you're entrusted and lead this tribe or the family, will not lie upon his family. It's an amana, you're entrusted. والذي لا إله إلا هو إني رسول الله إليكم وإلى الناس عامة إليكم خاصة. By Allah, there is no deity deserving to be worshipped except Him. I am a messenger from Allah to you specifically and whole humanity in general. So we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He said to look after your family first, so please look after your family first, akhi. If you know somebody from your family doesn't pray or doesn't wear the hijab or doesn't have the beard, take it easy on them first. And remember, akhi and ukhti, before you give da'wah harshly, remember yourself. Remember when you were younger. Were you always good? Were you always on the straight path? Or did it take time for you to take this belief, akhi? So remember that time and take it easy on people. It takes time, ya akhi, because iman yazid wa yanqus. This iman is on three ranks, according to some of the opinions. Iman yazid wa yanqus. Iman increases and decreases. And iman la yazid wa la yanqus. And iman does not increase nor decrease. And iman yazid wa la yanqus. And iman increases only and does not decrease. Of course, the iman that yazid wa yanqus, increases and decreases, as akhi. Poor slaves like Allah, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like us. It increases with the ta'at, acts of obedience. And decreases with the acts of disobedience. So check your heart and check your iman. And if the battery is low, go back to the file and find out where you lost it. And go back, make tawbah, and come back. And do again, covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again. Renew it every day, every night, before you go to sleep. Hold yourself accountable before you're held accountable. Weigh your actions before they're weighed onto you. Like Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu arda, used to teach us. So we have that, inshaAllah. So he said this, iman comes in the circles. So we know that the first one increases, decreases like us. And the one that does not increase or decrease are the angels. جُبِلُوا عَلَى الطَّاعَةِ. They were created to act to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عَلَيْهَا مَلَكَ غِلَاظٌ شُدَادٌ لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمْرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يَأْمُرُونَ. Upon this is that one that the guardians, they don't disobey Allah and they only do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands them to do. So they don't have to go through that act of obedience and disobedience because that's the way they're created for. So their iman does not increase and decrease like us. And then iman increases and does not increase, and that's the prophets and messengers. May Allah resurrect us with them, inshaAllah. So this is what it is about, inshaAllah. So he says, إِلَى النَّاسِ عَامَّةِ, to everyone in general. وَاللَّهِ لَتَمُوتُنَّ كَمَا تَنَامُونَ. By Allah, you will die as you sleep, because it's called as a minor death. You know that the ayah says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the souls away where we sleep. Is it? So don't be afraid. I hope you don't get nightmares. Go. I'm not going to sleep anymore. Inshallah, this is just a Allahumma sta'in, inshallah. وَلَتُبْعَثُنَّ كَمَا تَسْتَيْقِذُونَ. But you will be resurrected as you wake up. And some of the scholars actually tell you that make sure at least you say La ilaha illallah before you go to sleep. And when you wake up in the morning, the first thing what? The dua, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَحْيَانَا بَعْدَ مَا مَتَنَا وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورُ. So the dua says, when you go to sleep, I ask you for the sake of Allah to get Hisn al-Muslim, the fortress of a Muslim. Small booklet, but it's very minor money. Just spend it, invest it, inshallah, ukhti. Put it in your pocket. Don't leave home without it. And I know when you go on the bus or the train or the car and the traffic, if you, instead of listening to Allahumma musta'an, all that stuff, when you're getting frustrated, take that Hisn al-Muslim, read it on the bus or in the car. Not read it while you're driving, inshallah. I mean, if you're in the traffic or in the train, learn something. So you learn this dua. And actually, the scholar says, if it's the last thing you say, La ilaha illallah, before you go to sleep. And when you wake up in the morning, the dua says again, that you say the shahada one more time. Praise is due to Allah, that the one that gave me life after death, you see, that explains it. And وَإِلَيْهِ And unto him we are going to be resurrected. تُبْعَثْ مَعَ الْمُوَحِدِينَ You know why? Because when we die, you will feel that you're in a sleep, slumber, in your grief, and you're among the righteous, inshaAllah. And when you're resurrected, you feel that you're waking up. And you're used to say, لا إله إلا الله when you wake up. So you will say, لا إله إلا الله. You will say the shahada when you're resurrected. Right away you will be resurrected with that monotheist. Allahu Akbar. Look at the beauty and the reward of the dua. So let us do homework, akhi. We always have to listen to something and implement it and learn from it and make sure we don't just entertain ourselves and we're wasting some time. It's not, that's not the reason for it, wallahi. The books are on the shelves. Go get it. But we want to listen with our hearts and mind and soul, akhi, to make sure that we are changing for the better. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not change anyone unless you want to change within themselves. So that should be your intention. Your intention should be, I am listening to change, O Allah. I am listening to come close to you, O Allah. I am listening to establish the sunnah and implement the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will win this life in the hereafter, inshaAllah. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches him that you will die as you are asleep. You will be resurrected as you waken up. Give them a tangible example they can relate to. Something that is a daily chore. It happens to you just like that. You can go to death when you go to sleep. And you can go up again. So think about it, akhi. Before you go to sleep every night from here on in, I want you to put that to the pros and cons. I've done this. This is good. I need to do more of that. I've done this. This is bad. I need to do less of that. And when you put your head on the pillow, akhi and ukhti, are you ready not to be able to raise it again? Are you ready to be able to close your eyes once for the last time? Are you ready for that breath to go out, not come back in? For that eyes not to blink again? For that heart not to hear a pulse again? Are you ready to meet Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula? We have to be ready at any time, akhi. That's what Prophet Muhammad sallam told us long time ago. So we have to listen to the best of creation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send them, rahmatan lil alameen, mercy of mankind. And he said, to remind us for that fact, is وَإِنَّهَا الْجَنَّةَ أَبَدًا أَوِ النَّارِ أَبَدًا He says, it is eternal heaven, inshaAllah. May Allah make us among the dwellers of heaven, inshaAllah. And or, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ We seek refuge in Allah from that. Or hell eternal. He says again in different places, وَاللَّهِ مَا بَعْدَ الدُّنْيَا مِنْ دَارٍ إِلَّا جَنَّةٌ أَوْ نَارٍ By Allah, no dwellings, no life after this life, except heaven, inshaAllah, or hell, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ So which one do you want, أخي? أَلَا مِنْ مُشَمِّرٍ لِلْجَنَّةِ Where Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, who will roll his sleeves up for Jannah? Could you imagine on a hot day, the sun is hot, there is no cloud. The scholars would say, if it's that hot day, which type will you choose? Under the sun or beneath the shade of a tree? Of course, most of us will take the shade of a tree on a hot day. So the scholars will say, how could you not choose heaven over hell if you choose the shade over the sun? SubhanAllah. So another warning. Again, Abu Talib said, وَمَا أَحَبُّ إِلَيْنَا He says he supported him. He's seen that his dedication is to him because people came to Abu Talib after that. He says, talk to your nephew. Otherwise, we will kill him. Or we will come to you and hold you accountable. But again, he did not heed to the message. And he went to speak to him, of course. The hadith, the sun in my right and the moon on my left, it is known to be weak. We don't deal with it accordingly, of course. However, the authentication of it is that what Prophet Muhammad ﷺ commitment to the da'wah and the commitment of Abu Talib to help Prophet Muhammad ﷺ as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used him to for the support of the da'wah in the beginning of it till it was time that for not. But we will know that عام الحزن, there is a major lesson to be learned. But inshaAllah, we will take it one step at a time. طيب. He says, فَوَاللَّهِ لَا أَرُوكَ أَحْوَتَكُ أَمْنَعَكَ غَيْرَ أَنَّ نَفْسِي تُطَوِعْنِي عَلَى فَرَاقَ دِينَ عَبْدُ الْمُطَّلِبِ He says, وَاللَّهِ I will help you. I will support you. But, subhanAllah, ya akhi, we talked about this hidayah, the guidance. He says, but my heart still عَلَى دِينَ عَبْدُ الْمُطَّلِبِ Allahu Akbar. But my whims and desires, my heart leans toward the what? The way of Abd al-Muttalib, the ancestors. Amantu billahi wa rusulihi. Do we take akhi and ukhti? Do we take tradition and culture and tribalism before Islam? Is there an ism in Islam? When you stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will you say? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks, who are you? Will you say, I'm a Pakistani, Egyptian, whatever you're from? But when you say, I'm a Muslim, let us heed to that. Please understand that this is what... You will be asked questions in the grave. مَنْ رَبُّكْ مَا دِينُكْ مَاذَا تَقُولُ فِي الرَّجُلِ بُعْثَ فِيكُمْ Three questions indeed. Who is your Lord? What is your religion? What do you say in the man that was sent upon you? Meaning, who is your messenger? But only Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula, by His infinite wisdom and mercy and compassion, gives us the questions before we're asked. Not only that, He gives us the answers before we're asked. SubhanAllah. If you find in any exam, any place, do you think they will give you the questions? Certainly not. And they will certainly not give you the answers to these questions. But look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He tells you that these questions will be asked. And He gives you the answers. But the condition is, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَيَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. The condition is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the thabat. You will be able to say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, inshallah, before you die. But Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, this qawl al-thabit is that, the shahada, before you die, and when you're resurrected, inshallah, and in the grave. But what is the condition, akhi? Alladhina amanu. Yes, not everyone. Those who believe. So again, hold on to that belief, akhi, as much as you can, and ukhti, inshallah. And then, again, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after he's given the advice and the wisdom to his own immediate family, he goes to that Jabal al-Safa. He comes up and stands on that mountain of the Safa, and he says, "Wa sabaha, ya sabaha." Is this a calling and warning? Like what? Is like an army coming to invade you, and he calls in to gather everyone. No condition now. It's for everyone, not just his own family. And he goes up and he says, "Ya bani Fihr, ya bani Adi, ya bani Fulan, ya bani Fulan." And he says, "Ya bani Abdul Muttalib." All of these tribes, come, and he gathered around him. فَقَالُوا سَمِعُوا مَنْ الَّذِي يَهْتِفُ Who is the one that's speaking? It is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The people came close and quickly. And then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he saw them gathered, he says, أَرَأَيْتَكُمْ لَوْ أَخْبَرْتَكُمْ أَنَّ خَيْلًا بِالْوَادِي If I tell you that there is an army coming to invade you in the morning, will you believe me? أَكُنْتُمْ مُصَدِّقِي أَنْ تَغِيرَ عَلَيْكُمْ Will you believe me? قَالُوا نَعَمْ مَا جَرَّبْنَا عَلَيْكَ كَذِبًا Allahu Akbar. They said, yes, of course. We would believe you. مَا جَرَّبْنَا عَلَيْكَ كَذِبًا We know not any false or you telling lies. Look at the reputation that exceeded Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. So how is your reputation, أخي and أختي? How do you deal with your neighbors? When you move into a house, do your neighbors want to move out? Say, sell the house. The value that is going to go down. Or when you die, you say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So how is your wife, akhi? Is your wife going to have a party when you die? Or will she cry? And same with you, ukhti. So we know now, Prophet Muhammad says, this reputation, مَا جَرَّبْنَا عَلَيْكَ We did not know anything of falsehood. So he says, فَإِنِّي نَذِيرٌ لَكُمْ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ I am a warner. I come with a grave punishment if you don't heed to the message. إِنَّمَا مَثَلِي وَمَثَلُكُمْ كَمَجْرُ لَجْلَ الْعَدُوُ فَانْتَلَقَ بِرَبِّ الْأَهْلَ So it's as if I see the enemy and I've come to his family. But his family has said what? أَيَّ تَطَلَّعَ وَيَنْظُرُ مِنْ مَكَانٍ عَلَى Says, I see him from a place that is far, and I'm warning you, come back before it's too late. Come back before it's too late. فَخَشَى أَن يَسْبَقُوهُ فَجَعَلَ يُنَادِي يَا صَبَحَا So I wanted to beat the enemy to you, and say, يَا صَبَحَا Heed to the message, learn and warn before it's too late. So is it too late for you, أخي and أختي? I hope not. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who listen to speech and follow the best of it. Wa akhir da'wahum alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallam ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tabi'in. Jazakum Allah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Muhammad.